driver's hours and rest periods facts. Tachographs. Tachographs are used to make sure drivers and employers follow the rules about the number of hours that drivers work. Bus operators who do regular journeys of more than 50 kilometres must use tachographs. Tachographs record information about driving time, speed, distance, rest periods. You can select different modes depending on what you are doing. Then time spent on that task is recorded automatically. There are modes for driving, break or rest period, other work, availability. Analog tachographs. Analog tachographs use record sheets. You must carry more blank charts than you think you'll need. Store spare charts in a plastic wallet to keep them clean and so they don't get damaged. If your analog tachograph on your vehicle becomes faulty, you have 1 week to get it repaired. In this time, you must keep a manual record of your activities. When an enforcement officer keeps a record chart, the driver should ask the officer to sign the back of the replacement card. The enforcement officer will need to give their name, telephone number, number of charts they've kept. The replacement chart must be used to continue the journey. If a vehicle fitted with an analog tachograph has two drivers, they should each use their own tachograph chart. An analog tachograph must be checked every 2 years and recalibrated every 6 years. There will be a plaque on or near the tachograph to show when it was last checked. Digital tachographs. Digital tachographs use different types of smart cards. Driver card is used by drivers. Company card is used by operators. Workshop card is used by approved calibration centres. Control card is used by DVSA officials and police. A driver must follow the driver's hours and tachograph rules. If they don't follow the rules, they can be heavily fined. If you are making a journey with a co-driver and the other person is driving, the time that you are not driving should be recorded as a break in daily driving. You must contact the DVLA if your tachograph card is lost or stolen. You must not ever alter your tachograph card. If you do, you can lose your license. The maximum fine for obstructing an enforcement officer is unlimited. When changing vehicles, you should record certain pieces of information, including the closing odometer reading, the registration number of the new vehicle, the odometer start reading, the time of the vehicle change. Smart cards. A driver's smart card will record 28 days of information. If your smart card is lost or stolen, you must inform the DVLA as soon as possible within 7 days. The smart card is valid for a maximum of 5 years. Taking breaks and drive time. Make sure your vehicle is well ventilated so you don't become drowsy between rest periods. A day of driving is generally any 24-hour period that starts when you start driving. A working week is from midnight or 0-100 hours on Monday to midnight or 2400 hours on the following Sunday. Breaks. You must take an uninterrupted break of at least 45 minutes after a maximum of 4.5 hours of continuous driving. This can be taken as two shorter breaks of 15 minutes and 30 minutes. In your break, you must not drive or do any other work. Driving time. The maximum daily driving time allowed is 9 hours. You can increase your daily driving time twice a week to 10 hours. The maximum driving time allowed in any 2 consecutive weeks is 90 hours. In an emergency, you can drive for longer to deliver your passengers as long as road safety isn't put at risk. If you have to drive for longer, make a note of the reasons on the back of your tachograph chart. Rest time. You must have at least 11 consecutive hours of daily rest. On 3 days of the week, this may be reduced to 9 hours. Leaving your vehicle. If you have to leave your vehicle unattended, you should lock your vehicle to prevent it from being stolen.